Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is a metaphor for my morning. I apologize for being late. It's hard to imagine that it wasn't aware it was daylight savings time. I have contact with all sorts of different people, listen to the radio, but no idea. Then leaving the house, I had keys in my hand, gloves in my hand. I had two sets of flowers that I was bringing, and I dropped my talk on the deck. So I bent over with the flowers filled with water under my arm to get my talk. And there you have it. So this is an example of knucklehead Zen. I think a lot of us, somewhere along the way, struggle mightily with this practice, get frustrated. A lot of people leave. So this is a fairly brief talk, but I just want to say a few words about this. The 40th koan in the Transmission of the Lamp, which is a book of koans, reads, "Once Yunji said, if you want to acquire such a thing, you must become such a person. Since you are such a person, why be anxious about such a thing?" Now, to me, the key word in this koan is acquire. And I know I've talked about this numerous times over the years, but I think it's an important, it's a point of view that's important to keep expressing. So the key word is acquire. As soon as we think there is something to be acquired, we subtly feel that we are lacking, that we are incomplete. And this perception can be a big problem in our practice. If we travel along the spiritual path believing that there is something out there to get, something we must acquire to be happy, to be at peace, to be complete, this belief will set in motion an effort on our part that will be misguided and end in frustration and disappointment. By holding to this belief, we will end up chasing after teachers, thinking that they have something that we can acquire from them. Again, this is a big mistake. What could a teacher who poured all the water of a vase over his talk have to offer you? Big mistake. In fact, what our practice teaches us is that we are all born with a mind of clarity and compassion. However, we lose touch with this mind of clarity as we develop our sense of a separate self, and as the separate self develops, it becomes our number one preoccupation. The result of this self-development process is that we subtly lose touch with what we already have. Fen Yan explains it this way. Few people believe their inherent mind is Buddha. Most will not take this seriously, and therefore are cramped. They are wrapped up in illusions, cravings, resentments, and other afflictions, all because they love the cave of ignorance. They love the cave of ignorance. We are attached to this wrong-minded way of seeing. So the obvious question arises, if we already have what we are looking for, why do we even bother to practice? And the answer to that is that we practice to uncover our original mind, our original nature, to reveal who we already are. And of course, you've heard this before, but Dogen said, we don't practice to attain enlightenment. Right? We don't practice to acquire something. We practice because we are already enlightened. We already have everything we want or need. But because we have lost touch with ourselves, we must find methods or practices to help us rediscover who we really are. Thus we said, look directly. What is this? Look in this manner, and you won't be fooled. Look directly. What is this? Looking directly is crucial. Looking directly requires that we abandon all the ideas that we have created about who we are and who we are not. This occurs through the practice. This looking directly occurs through the practice of Zazen. If we sit regularly and with selfless effort, we will see directly who we really are. Hopefully, if we understand this, we will avoid teachers who claim that they have something to give us. Instead, we will seek a teacher who will support and guide our efforts to rediscover our original self. Don't let anybody tell you they have the answer. You already have it, you just don't know it. So I'll end with a statement by Dogen, which is, look for the Buddha outside your own mind, and the Buddha becomes the devil. Thank you.